James Price, fiddle player. Y'all know him, don't you? Gentleman over there on the fiddle. Okay. See, he was, yeah, but he's got more, a lot more than Willie Nelson.
What?
I mean, you know, he can imitate a lot of people. He was born and raised up in the hills of West Virginia, and one of his favorite people up there was an old man named Pudgy Jude. And Pudgy, he was pretty much of a character, and he told a lot of tales, you know, and James sure imitates Jude, Pudgy a lot. So, Mr. Jude, are you ready?
Yeah, Ralph, I'm ready, son. How you doing?
Well, Mr. Jude, I'm getting a little bit tired. How are you?
Buddy, I'm right with you.
Good.
You're looking at another dog named Ring.
Huh?
I said you're looking at another dog named Ring.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting tired, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, how you been doing other than hard?
Been doing real good.
Yeah, you look good, Ralph.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You look good.
Well, thank you. I hate to come up here, Ralph, with this big dip of snuff in my mouth. But
well, they don't
I just
care.
Kind of hate to part with it.
These people don't care about it. I mean, I don't care.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, I won't spit on you or nothing.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm going to do this for Charles Hamby and his gang over there. Excuse me.
Charles Hamby is going with us on this trip.
Is he?
Yeah.
Lord.
He'll be a new Clinch Mountain boy now. Through Sunday week.
Yeah.
He's going to Texas. He's going to Michigan. He's going everywhere.
That's great.
Yeah, he's going to crawl on that bus with us after a while. Yeah.
Can I go with you?
Yeah.
That's good. We'll all just jump in there and have a big time.
Yeah.
Ralph, you know, I was feeling a little peaked here a while back and went to the doctor.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Had to go get me one of them big physicals.
Which?
One of them big old physicals.
Yeah, physical, yeah.
You ever had one of them?
Yeah, I've had them, and I'll tell you, they're rough.
Oh, Lord. I hope they didn't do to you, son, what they done to me.
Well, what all did they do to you?
Well, I'll tell you, they took me in this here room and set me on this little old bed, and this woman come and wrapped this thing around my arm and grabbed a hold of a little bub and went to squeezing it. And she pumped that thing up, and I thought, sure as this world, she was going to squeeze my arm off.
Well, she was taking your blood pressure.
Taking what?
That's the first thing to do when you go in for examination, to take your blood pressure.
Blood pressure?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, whatever it was, I thought my arm was going to pop off. She grabbed that little old valve and released it, and I said, thank God it's over. She said, no, Lord, we're just getting started. She said, now you wait right here, Mr. Jude, and the doctor will be in just a minute to see you. Well, sure enough, about 45 to 55 minutes to an hour. Why, here he come. Walking in there with that white coat and a necklace hanging around his neck looking like big cheese. Saddest man I ever seen in my life. Walked in there and didn't say a word, went right over straight to the sink and started wrenching his hands. I don't know what all he'd been into. It kind of scared me. And he went straight over, got this big old jar, son, and got out one of the biggest popsicle sinks that I've ever seen. Why, that thing's an inch and a half wide.
Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, they have them.
And he come at me with that, Ralph.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Said, Mr. Jude, if you would, please open your mouth. I said, whoa, Doc. Now, son, you are welcome in there anytime, but you leave your stick outside. Well, we fit for, I guess, now on 15 minutes. And pretty soon I had to let him in there, and he jobbed that thing and gouged. And he liked to gag me to death, Ralph.
I know what you mean.
It was awful. Then wanted me to talk. Said, can you say ah? I said, oh. He said, no, you got to stretch it way out. So I took me a big deep breath and I said, I said, how's that? He said, yeah, God, that's plenty. He finally got that thing out there and went and grabbed this little bitty flashlight. Ralph, you ever seen them?
Yeah,
Ralph, you with me?
I've seen them flashlights about like your finger.
Yeah, yeah, Lord, it wasn't fit for nothing.
Yeah.
Couldn't hunt coons or nothing with it.
Couldn't see nothing with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I felt sorry for him.
Yeah.
Thought about going to Walmart and getting him a good one. Well, anyway, he jobbed that thing in my ear, and I commenced to saying, oh. He said, no, that is for the throat. I said, well, what in the world do you want me to say for the ears? He said, hush. And I said, hush. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ralph, one more quick thing, son.
Well, I heard you got in trouble.
You done heard?
Yeah.
God, news
I heard you was about to get in trouble.
Yeah, well. Don't think hard of me because I'm innocent.
All right, I believe you.
You just wait till it's all said and done before you make a judgment.
I think you're innocent.
Yeah. Well, I am. What happened, see, I went ahead and started my own doctor's practice. I set up a back porch and cleaned it out real good. Put me a little old bed out yonder and got me a sink. Great big jar of them popsicle sticks.
Flashlight?
Yeah, a big flashlight. I have a fool with them little ones. I fixed it up and some things was going good, but I'm in a lawsuit now.
Yeah.
They're fixing to take everything I've got.
That right?
Yeah, Elmira and all.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Well, I'll tell you, everything's going good for I don't know, a month or two. And finally, this here woman come in. And she looked right puzzled. She said, you the only one in here? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. I heard that big bullfrog, and I said, yes, ma'am, I am. And she said, well, this ain't going to work, because I feel sort of uneasy. I said, but good grief. I said, this here's a doctor's office, and I'm a physician. What's the matter? She said, I just stayed and wanted to go through with it. I said, well, I'll tell you what we could do. We could turn the lights off. Because when the lights is off, honey, it's pitch dark. You can't see your finger in front of your face. She said, well, that might work. I flipped the light. About 5 minutes later, I hear her say, where do you want me to throw my clothes? I said, I'll just throw them over in the corner on top of mine.